This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour, it's time for Good Days Tech Talk time. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, and Greg Stebbin, who is the technology editor for Men's Health Magazine. The discussion, I suppose maybe we start with Trump and Twitter. He used it a lot. Is he going to stop? Was it helpful? It seems to me it gets in the way of some of the things that he may want to accomplished. There are people who say that his Twitter account is going to be closed after he's inaugurated. Does President Obama have a Twitter account?
Yeah.
Well, what do other major politicians do with Twitter?
President Obama was actually the first politician, presidential politician, or candidate, to really harness the power of social media and Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's absolutely true. Yeah. But the thing you have to understand is that we'll never know all the details, but Donald Trump will not be able to sit down at a computer or pick up a phone for as long as he is president and simply dash off a tweet the way he does now. First of all, he's not going to have his device connected.
He talked about this in his 60 Minutes interview, and he said, I probably won't, be tweeting as much as I have, and it'll probably change, but he says it's an effective communication tool, and a lot of times that the media says one thing and I don't feel that it's reflective of what I really said, I can use Twitter to put my feelings out to followers.
Is he using Twitter to put the people who are protesting and angrily using his name to single out Hispanics and blacks and that sort of thing, is he using Twitter to tell them to stop doing it?
No, not yet.
He said it point blank on 60 Minutes last night.
Stop it. Yeah.
He said, I'll look at the camera, and he looked straight at the camera, and he said, stop it.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, that's a strong statement. But if, Greg, we're talking about...
He basically had no choice. She backed him into a corner. He had no choice. She did. Leslie Stahl, I don't think it was really fair, in a sense, because she backed him into a corner. He would have looked really bad if he didn't say something. She forced him to.
Well, that's a matter of interpretation.
He's the president-elect of the United States. I don't think anybody can
force him to do too much of anything, right?
Well, watch the clip. I mean, just it looks.
I understand what you're saying.
He was put on the spot.
Well, there is a need for using social media to correct some of the things that are a part or endemic, if you will, to social media. And I think some of the things that have been going on, some of the usage of Twitter, the horrible, angry, nasty things, that's one of the real drawbacks, Greg, that I see. Some of the comments, as a matter of fact, I was a victim of it last Friday when I said that I thought the Electoral College needed to go away because it doesn't represent the true vote. And I was lambasted and pretty nasty stuff.
There's going to be a lot of arguments on that. And I will tell you, the day after the election, I deleted the Facebook app from my phone. Facebook got so crazy, and it's settling down a little bit now. Mm-hmm. But I was just like, you know what? I don't need this in my face all day long. Mm-hmm. And I deleted the app. Now, I didn't get rid of Facebook. I still have it, and I still check it. It's just not where it's ding, ding, ding in my face all day long.
Yep.
Who can take that? Mm-hmm. I mean, it is.
It's not productive.
And here's the other thing.
It gets everybody wound up for no good reason.
Well, and here's the other thing, and I've been trying to, live by this for a long time. If I wouldn't say it to you in your face, mm-hmm. I certainly won't type it on social media. If you are sitting 2 feet away from me and I'm looking at you eye to eye, I want to be able to say anything I post on social media to your face. And there's a lot of people who just, they feel that freedom, and they don't feel intimidated that they actually have to account for their statements to another person, a human being. It's all virtual, and it's all this little safe place behind my keyboard. And I would challenge anybody, if you can't say something to somebody's face, don't type it.
Well, I mean, that's what everybody would like to have happen, but that's, you know, my entire career on the air has been a social media career. So, I mean, and that's, you know, that's all that's you're never going to change that culture.
Your social media presence is true to who you are, though. Say things on social media that you wouldn't say to somebody in their face.
Right. Well, I try to live by that, but sometimes, I mean, there are
That's all I'm asking.
Well, yeah, I mean, but, I mean, I try to be conscious of that. Not everyone does.
There's another side to this, too, which makes what you're saying really smart, and that is, if you're saying things that you wouldn't say to somebody's face, those can come back and haunt you at later times in another ways as well. Like when you go to apply for a job or to rent an apartment or do any kind of thing where someone's going to Google your name and maybe just scroll through your Facebook feed, for instance, or even search for inflammatory terms, and there you are, and I'm a landlord or I'm a boss, and I'm thinking, I don't want that hothead living in my house.
I can bring up one specific instance where somebody applied for a job. I looked at their social, I just searched them, just Googled them, and their, you know, Facebook feed comes up, and depending on what you allow the whole world to see instead of just friends, I can see your social media posts, and especially on Twitter. And you go through those, and I looked at this person, and I said, you know what? I don't want that guy working for me.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. Yeah. There you go. All right, so there's our overview quickly of Twitter. We'll see what unfolds in the next month or two or a year or two under the circumstances. It can be an effective tool, but it can also be very damaging tool. I think that's really
just some kind and
of,
be nice.
Yeah. Yep. Why not?
Be kind. Yeah. Be kind. Yeah. That's all it really comes down to.
That's
just be kind.
Is.
Yeah.
13 past the hour. This is Tech Talk time.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and, most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Waiting 30 minutes before swimming after eating is a medical myth. However, flying after diving can be a serious issue. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll tell you why next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Flying after diving is hard to avoid. DCS, also known as the bends, is a risk, but can be managed with forethought and planning. The depth and length of your dive and the rate of ascent back to the surface play a huge role. Quickly ascending to altitude in an airplane can exacerbate the issue. And that's why you should wait a minimum of 12 hours before flying after one dive and 18 hours after multiple dives. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
If you're not getting cash back for shopping, you're missing out. Download Ibotta now. Ibotta. It's the hottest app to earn cash on everyday purchases on groceries, apparel, electronics, beer, wine, and spirits, restaurants, and more. Just unlock, shop, and get cash. Download Ibotta today free from the App Store, and for a limited time, get $10 just for trying it. Ibotta. For cash back every time you shop, you've gotta Ibotta.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
All right, 16 past the hour, the Good Day Tech Talk Hour with Victoria and Rich and Greg. Greg Stemmen is from Men's Health Magazine. I'm looking at some stuff. You can tell when my voice gets distracted like that, that I'm trying to absorb something as I'm talking. That's not always an easy thing to do. And what I'm having a hard time absorbing is that Christmas is only 6.5 weeks away.
Only?
It's just... Thanksgiving is a week from Thursday, for God's sakes.
I know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that snuck up on me.
We're halfway through the month of November.
We've been distracted.
Yes, yeah. We have been distracted.
I can't believe... This is not a tech point, but I can't believe how many people have Christmas trees up already. All over on social media over the weekend, I don't know if this is an L.A. thing, and I think, Greg, are you in L.A. right now?
No,
I'm in
North Carolina.
East Coast? It's so bizarre. I mean, there are so many celebrities and so many people I follow on social media who already have the tree up, and it's not even Thanksgiving yet.
We're riding through our house, through our neighborhood the other day, and my daughter's like, look, Daddy, they got their Christmas lights up already. I'm like, great, let's go get the BB gun and street them out. It's Thanksgiving.
That's a very kind response.
You know what? Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Could you tweet that, Mr. Kindness?
Oh, well, here's the thing. You diminish the joy of the holiday by making it go on for 3 months before, you know, you put your lights up at Halloween and then you keep them up until Valentine's Day, and all of a sudden I'm like, oh God, Christmas, please give me a break.
Do you think social media drives this in the sense that people want to be first to post a picture on Facebook?
Yes.
Do you?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, I was just reading last week that the number of people who wanted to go in and get the I voted stickers, that became such a social media phenomenon. They did studies on it that showed the more people who posted with selfies with an I voted sticker, and I was one of them as well, that it makes other people want to go and vote so they get the sticker and they can do the same selfie. So it's
true. Well, I mean, that is the point of the sticker. So
yes, it is.
But posting anything first, people, there's a race for that always.
I would say that marketing, commercial marketing, is the reason we have such an elongated holiday season now.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if you look at, the way the stores stock their shelves, January 2nd, they will be putting spring wear up on the shelves.
Yeah.
And so now to get things on the shelves in time for Christmas, it starts the week before Halloween, if not October 1st. And I don't know how... Back in the day, we were able to stock the shelves as a season appeared, and why now we have to be 3 to 4 months
ahead of time. Because data shows that it will sell. It's not driven by ability. It's driven by data that proves that it's effective in marketing.
So it's like the news then. We create the situation. The news wouldn't be the way the news is if we didn't watch it. And they wouldn't stock the shelves 6 months early with bikinis if we didn't buy them.
That's absolutely right. We have a lot to say about this with our dollars and our eyeballs and other things. That's absolutely true. You know, we live in a data... This is a tech story. We live in a data-driven world. They test things on the shelf, online, in advertising, and they do what works. And when something works, called A-B testing, when it works, they push the envelope a little further and see if that makes it work even better. If it does, they'll stock the shelves even earlier, and if it doesn't work, they won't. But it is all based on data and fact.
Hence the 4 o'clock in the afternoon Egg McMuffin.
There you go. All right, if you're thinking about getting a new phone for yourself or somebody in your family, Greg Stemmen has some good news for you as we continue on Tech Talk Time. It's 21 past the hour.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Good Day's Tech Talk time. I'm Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, and Greg Stebbin, who is the editor on Men's Health Magazine of their technology updates every... Men's Health comes out once a month, right?
We're once a monthly more. Magazine, monthly 10 times magazine. A year.
There you go.
And okay. Online, of course, at menshealth.com.
Menshealth.com. Thank you. Menshealth.com. If you're thinking about getting a new phone, what do people have to keep in mind? If they're getting an Android phone or an iPhone, what is there that people can, what are their bargaining chips, if any, to get these things?
Well, your biggest bargaining Christmas, biggest bargaining chip is this holiday. Day coming called Christmas. And keep in mind that Verizon, AT&T, Sprint, and T-Mobile are all battling to get you to switch. To get you to stay or get you to switch. Oh, you like that?
I find it interesting. The same game gets played back and forth. I mean, there are reasons to have Verizon and the iPhone because their service is better. That is the service you get, well, the availability.
Service depends on where you live. Yeah.
Well, but more Verizon than anybody else.
But is it worth the expense of the Verizon? No. That's why I bailed on Verizon. Well,
is it worth the dealing with those clowns, with those a-holes at Verizon? That's really what you got to decide. That's what I'm deciding right now. I'm sick of dealing with Verizon.
I went to AT&T years ago just because Verizon got so expensive, and I didn't use phones. Service as much as I just use data. And so the phone service wasn't as important to me, and for the $30 or $40 a month difference, I didn't care.
I've had AT&T literally since my first cell phone, so I've been very happy with it. But it's interesting that the guy who used to be the pitch man for Verizon, the Can You Hear Me Now guy, he's now Sprint's pitch man, and their whole premise of their whole campaign is pretty much all the services are the same now,
right.
So just go for the best deal. It doesn't matter about service.
And he's kind of right, but
my neck of the woods where the signals are bad. Where I'm going to go speak at a town meeting tomorrow night, which is I was going to put a cell tower on one of my farms, and I decided not to. The other guy who's got the farm is going to try to put one up. We have such horrible cell service here. If they put up a tower, then you can go to AT&T or the others because they all go on the same towers.
And so,
well, but really, one of the things you want to think about is you want to think about the money. Yep. I think this. I like the Sprint ads in that they say we're. I think they say something like we're 1% less good.
Right.
Are you really willing to pay double for a 1% improvement? But you know what? Everybody's needs are different, and so you want to look at the price of the data plan and how much data you get and how you can share it, and can you use it as a hotspot. You also, I mean, this is just common sense, but I always joke and say, if you're going to switch cell phone services, have a party, invite all your friends, make them put their phones on a table and pick up their phones one by one and walk around your house and see which, you know, you're going to have people who have all available services walk around your house and see which one does the best. Some may do terrible in your house. Well, it doesn't matter how much you save. If you can't use it in your house, you didn't save anything. You're a dope. You're spending money on something you can't use. And do the same thing at work. If you talk on your phone a lot at work, borrow phones from people on different services and wander around and see which one has the strongest signal.
All right. What do we do to save money? Buying an Apple, you maintain there is a discount available. That sounds like, how do you do that?
Yeah. So there's a couple of things to know. You know, first of all, we live in basically in an Android versus Apple world.
Mm-hmm.
If you want Apple generally does not discount their products. A couple exceptions to that. They often have a student discount around Christmas, and they also have an outlet. So go check out the iPhones on the Apple outlet.
Apple outlet.
Yes.
Okay. Between now and Christmas, anyway. All right, some in-app purchase news and the latest in cow technology in the next half hour. Plus, Samsung has made an $8 billion purchase. We'll get into that. Tech Talk time from Good Dad, 28 after the hour.
And now, it's time for The Lens of Liberty. Here with today's installment is author, speaker, and activist Helen Kriebel.
A friend of mine recently interviewed a potential employee who she thought seemed like a good fit for the job. So she called the former employer, who was listed as a reference, just to be sure. Reference checking is routine due diligence for businesses, but this former employer said, "I can confirm that he worked here, but on the advice of our lawyer, I can't tell you anything at all about him." Many business people are given similar advice, and it makes references meaningless for the employer and the employee. We should look through the lens of liberty and realize that we are letting lawsuits and the fear of lawsuits destroy our common sense, our entrepreneurial spirit, and our system of free enterprise.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
Not all projects offer enough space to swing a hammer. Now you can drive a nail in tight spaces with the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt Hammerhead Auto Hammer. With an adjustable head that pivots 0, 45, and 80 degrees, you can work on projects in tight corners or overhead with ease. Plus, two built-in LED lights and a convenient magnetic sleeve that helps position the nail will make your next project a breeze. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, and Sears Hardware Stores.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Sammet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
My best friend, and I love you, and I love you, yes I do. There is no other one who can take your place.
Now 34 minutes after the hour, 26 for the new hour. Good days, Tech Talk time. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden. The idea of getting special phones for Christmas and all kinds of other things that are affordable, I guess it depends on how much money you have as to whether this stuff is affordable, although they now try, for example, you can buy the iPhone I got was $22 a month. And I know that if I'd have signed up for $35 a month, I could get a new iPhone every time one came out.
That's what I did.
Yeah. And so, but I have a 6. I don't know. iOS, do I have, is my 6?
I think yours is a 6, right?
Yeah. You got an iPhone 6?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it an iOS?
Well, it's all iOS. That's the operating system that all iPhones and iPads run on.
I'm learning more. I spent some time with the person who's doing a lot of work for us when it comes to social media, Nicole, and she showed me how to do some things that I didn't know how to do, to put pictures in Facebook, for example, and use all of that stuff. I'm coming along, Richie.
Yeah, no, I totally
do you like remember. It? Are you having fun with it?
I actually like finding new things. I'm fortunate that I'm a quick study, and you tell me once, and I usually can
get
it.
But here's the quick study part. It's intuitive.
Yeah.
It works.
You just have to remember what you have on the phone, Rich.
You have to remember what you have
know
on
what
the phone.
You have.
But people who create technology have to figure out how to make it so that when you use it, it seems natural to you.
It boggles my mind how this one little thing has as much power in it as it does, and how they put them together. They use, you know, how they actually put these boards together so that they can think in this. I mean, it's just,
and it's getting smaller. They're coming out with nanotechnology, which means they will have circuit boards smaller than your pinky nail with,
amazing.
I mean, live nano, what do they call it, bio nanotechnology. And it's where atoms are actually the circuit board.
Isn't that amazing?
It is absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
There's so many features.
Smaller.
I've had an iPhone since they first came out, and there's so many features that I've never even used.
Yeah.
It's incredible how much.
As you see, you can do all kinds of things.
When I got the iPhone 7 Plus, I go to YouTube, and there are all of these tips and tricks videos that you can watch to learn about all of some of the deeper options and abilities of the phone. So, because I'm just like, I don't want to have a tool that I don't even know exists. If there's something, you know, I spent 3 or 4 hours this weekend reading articles on how to take better pictures with the iPhone 7 Plus camera. Mm-hmm. And I went out and used it, and I was like, wow, that's a cool photo right there.
So you're noticing a big difference between the 6 and the 7 with the camera, because I remember that was a big selling point for you.
Absolutely. That's the whole reason I bought the 7 is to get the camera. And with that,
and I think the pictures you take with the 6 are good. The ones I took on my trip to England that I'm posting little by little, those are very good pictures.
With the 7, you get the dual, on the Plus, you get the dual cameras. So there's a 28mm lens and then a 56mm lens. So you basically get 2x telephoto in real optical zoom. Whereas if you only have the 28mm lens, you have to digitally zoom, which means basically taking every pixel and just stretching it out, instead of doing an optical zoom where it zooms in.
All right, let's talk about this: these app purchases and the federal judge refunding or telling Amazon they had to refund millions, tens of millions of dollars in purchases. Why? How'd this come to be?
So when you buy a game, say your kids have a PlayStation, say they have an iPhone or an Android, and they download a game, and the game is free. It didn't cost you anything to play the game. But if you want to go to the next level, or if you want to buy this optional tool to help you win the game, you have to pay for it. And it might only be 99 cents. Or it could be $11, or it could be $50, depending on what it is. I know my son has bought some options on a couple of his PlayStation games that were $50, $60, $70. And unless you lock those off with passwords, your kids can just say, yes, give it to me, and you don't know it until your credit card bill comes in. Well, such is the case with Amazon and a bunch of games that they were able to, kids were able to get, and they bought in-app purchases, and the parents don't know about it until they see their Amazon bill on the credit card. And a judge decided with the Federal Trade Commission that they failed to sufficiently warn parents that some free games would have in-app purchases. and they are making Amazon refund the parents all of the in-app purchase money. It is good.
Bad for Amazon, but yeah.
It's bad for Amazon. The great thing about this is that the judge denied an Amazon request to be able to pay them back in Amazon gift cards.
Really?
That was awesome.
First of all, I love the lawyer who even said, hey, let's just float this idea out there. Maybe we just give them gift cards.
That is so great, because if we make a profit on the reimbursement, that way the reimbursement doesn't cost us as much as it really would.
They have to spend more money with us.
Here's the lowdown, okay? Whenever my kids buy an in-app purchase on their iPhones, I get a text message that asks me to approve it. And you can do this in your iCloud settings. And B, whenever a purchase is made, I get an email saying this purchase was made for this.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with my son's Sony PlayStation and every other digital device he has where he can make in-app purchases. And my son has gotten to the point where he understands what's going on. When he was 7 or 8, it was just like, get it. Now that he's 12, he knows, okay, this is $20. Dad, can I? So I was able
to.
Well,
he also knows if he does it, he knows dad is on top of technology, and dad's going to go, Sean, what did you do?
You go out and mow the lawn 5 more times this week for free. I was able to kind of make that easier for him so that he can say, okay, this is free, so I can go ahead and get this one costs $8. Let me go ask mom and dad. But when they're younger, they don't get it, and you've got to password protect that.
And so many poor parents don't even know, you know, that this is happening. They're busy, they're at work, they have no idea until they get the bill.
But that's on them. And you know what?
I know, but I do feel sorry for some parents who aren't that tech savvy.
Yeah, you're right. When you're not tech savvy and you set that PlayStation up and the kid says, can I make an account?
You'll allow it. You're enabling it.
But you
get in the first place.
Right. And this is why we're here. This is because if you bought that PlayStation or if you're thinking about getting one for Christmas, be aware that there are purchases that can be made on that account,
right,
and set it up properly. And if you don't know how to do it, find somebody that does.
Or don't do it.
And probably your kid can help you set it up.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. The latest in cow technology, plus Samsung spends some dough. Apparently, they're not going broke, even though their washing machines are exploding and
phones
are exploding. They apparently have an extra $8 billion to do this deal.
They got plenty of money.
Get to this in just a matter of moments. Here, Tech Talk Time, 43 past the hour.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
I saved! I found incredible deals on Groupon for everyone.
For everyone.
There's something for everyone this year on Groupon. Download the Groupon app and find thousands of deals on electronics, toys for the kids, winter apparel, home cookware, and more. From GoPro cameras and drones to yoga mats and skateboards. This season, get to 70% off with incredible deals on Groupon.
Thanks to Groupon goods, I could buy gifts for everyone.
Ready to become an entrepreneur and purchase a business, but need funding? Sure, you can ask Dad, Aunt Betty, or friends for money. Or you can turn to a company that has helped more than 10,000 entrepreneurs successfully launch their dreams of business ownership, Benetrends Financial. Through Benetrends' proven and innovative funding strategies, entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
When your medical practice is growing fast and you have more patients than you have room for, you need to start, well, making some room, which means all of a sudden you're looking to buy new exam tables and stools, x-ray machines, and microscopes quickly. Business cards from American Express Open can give you buying power to help cover the big purchases you need to make when you need to make them. Find out how American Express cards and services can help prepare you for growth at open.com.
45 past the hour. Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen on Good Days Tech Talk Time. An Australian firm developing a device that cows ingest. They eat this device and it allows them to text the farmer with their health problems. Apparently they're using this technology, getting great reviews. Richie, let's listen to the details of what this device does.
The latest in farming technology, farmers can now get text messages from their cows. Austrian firm SmaxTech made an ingestible monitor that notifies farmers about the health of their herd, including when they're in heat. The device runs on Wi-Fi and has a battery life of around 4 years. Once it's implanted, farmers can get information sent directly to their computer, tablet, or phone. As for how it gets into the cow, the half-pound device is pushed into the first of the animal's four stomachs. It sits there and sends messages over the cloud until the battery dies. Bloomberg reports since the company started inserting the roughly pickle-sized sensors, 15,000 cows have them in their stomachs. And pregnancy isn't the only thing the SmaxTech device is good for. It monitors temperature, pH levels, activity level, and can let farmers know when their animals might be coming down with the disease. But the price of this convenience isn't cheap. Bloomberg reports the setup costs $600 plus $75 to $400 per cow, and then about $10 a month for the service.
Well, I don't think that's that expensive, is it?
Yeah. No, it's not. It's
you would
very
do this when you
use of a cow's. Yeah,
help.
Well, you have this device that you use as a plunger. It's just a long pill pusher, and we put aspirin down the cow's throats this way, magnets down the cow's throats this way that go into their first stomach. So this would be something
magnets?
Else that would go into the. Yeah, you put magnets in their stomach.
Metal stuff.
Because stuff
get
gets into them, and,
oh.
and so if you don't catch it in the first stomach, it'll go into other stomachs and rip them up. We've done a lot of different operations, and we've done postmortems on cows, and it's amazing. The nails, the screws,
oh.
the pieces of fence that get attached to this magnet, and just stays
oh.
in the stomach. So it does them more good than harm, obviously.
Right.
I think that's fascinating. But I mean, anything's possible now. You can develop anything to help anybody do anything. And I wonder if that's the spirit in which Samsung buys Harman International Industries, which is a big car electronics firm, $8 billion. I don't know much about them, Richie. I don't know. Harman is a name I recognize, but I don't know.
I only recognize it really with home stereos, Harman Kardon. So.
But they have car systems, audio systems, that apparently are better than what most of the car systems have.
Harman is high-end stuff, so
yes.
I would imagine anything they do in your car, it's going to be, you're going to see that in your Jaguars, your BMWs, Mercedes kind of thing.
Apparently,
yeah,
that's
exactly
Samsung, it. I'm looking at their site now. That's connected cars and lifestyle audio and things
yeah.
like that. It's interesting.
They're a competitor of Bosch, so they sort of it's high-end stuff. They have huge cash reserves. Samsung has so much money that they want to just put it pile. No matter what you hear about the washing machines blowing up, and,
yeah,
nah, they're listen.
Samsung's
cell phone
been riding
sales.
High for so long that that's just yeah. such a blip for them. The Galaxy yeah. Note 7s and the washing
well,
machines.
Well, and then their cell phone sales in total are only 2% of the whole company. Samsung. They make so many different things. TVs and washing machines and bulldozers. So much stuff that as huge as Samsung phones are,
yeah.
it's just a tiny little piece of what they do.
Yeah. All right, 20 seconds on the stats, Victoria, on cable viewing.
Oh, Richie actually has those.
Well,
I think that's really interesting. Go ahead.
TiVo did a study, and they found that on broadcast TV, 80% of all broadcast TV still takes place live.
Live.
And on cable, 91% of all TV watch takes place live. So we're not DVRing as much as we thought we were.
No. All right, that's an interesting stat. So Tech Talk time. It's 50 minutes past the hour, 10 before the new hour. We'll be right back.
life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Past the hour now. Tech Talk time. Focus is on Facebook and some new emojis. Facebook and emojis. Can you use emojis on Facebook?
Yeah. They're not great. It's a clunky system, but yes, there are emojis that you can use on Facebook.
All right, anyway. Well, that's not what we have.
Was that your question?
That's not what we're talking about. Facebook and the hoax in the Focus in just a moment here.
I saved! I found incredible deals on Groupon for everyone!
For everyone!
There's something for everyone this year on Groupon. Download the Groupon app and find thousands of deals on electronics, toys for the kids, winter apparel, home cookware, and more. From GoPro cameras and drones to yoga mats and skateboards. This season, get to 70% off with incredible deals on Groupon.
Thanks to Groupon goods, I could buy gifts for everyone!
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I desperately need a new office PC this holiday, but switching computers is scary.
Well, now buy any PC at Staples and get free 30-day tech support.
So someone will help me set it up?
Yep.
Help me connect to my network?
And your printer. And if you order online, we'll have it ready in-store in an hour.
That is just what I always wanted. You really outdid yourself, Staples guy. You know me so well.
Well, we just met, so.
Best holiday ever!
Turn year-end stress into holiday success. Staples, make more happen.
chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clicksafety.grainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Let's get to this Facebook story first, Victoria. What's going on?
Well, on Friday, a lot of people signed on to Facebook and found out that they had passed away. So there was an existential crisis happening on Facebook. A lot of people logged on to their own page and went to visit friends' pages and found that they had now been put into the memorialization side of Facebook, which is when someone passes away, a family member can contact Facebook saying this person passed away, and now when your profile gets changed to in loving memory of Doug Steffen or Victoria Keelan or Kara Schulman.
I'm here! So, I'm here!
So a lot of people were very alarmed to see that, and so in some there were even links to Facebook's memorialization request page, which actually has a legacy contact and settings, and basically like setting up your Facebook funeral page. So it turns out it was a huge glitch. Facebook did not really act as quickly as some people would have liked because this went on for a few hours and it scared a lot of people on a Friday. Facebook finally said over the weekend a message meant for memorialized profiles was mistakenly posted to other accounts. This was a terrible error, and we have now fixed the problem. It was a big glitch. A lot of people got freaked out. They were, you know, calling friends and family and, oh my gosh, I can't believe what happened. In other Facebook news, Mark Zuckerberg posted late Saturday night. He's planning on dealing with the fake stories that have been appearing on the Facebook news feeds. I don't know if anyone who reads gets their news source from Facebook, it's supposed to be based on the things that you're interested in. Yeah. However, there are so many fake stories, a lot of death hoaxes and about celebrities, things like that. So
and let me tell you, one of the references that I'm making to the news media being creative in the negative Donald Trump stuff is much of it is on social media. Much of it is, and remember, most of your age gets their news from Twitter. They don't get their news from the New York Times or the television networks. They get it off of Twitter, and some of the stuff on Twitter has been unbelievable. God, it's awful. All right, let's talk about these emojis.
Did you know that there is an actual secret group in Silicon Valley in charge of approving emoji
design? You mean like the Bilderbergers and the Trilateralists and that stuff?
More like the Emoji Illuminati.
Ah, there we go.
They're called the Unicode Consortium, and they're in charge of approving emoji designs which then get sent to cellular companies, so that's how you have emojis on your keyboards, on your smartphones. They've approved 51 new designs, and apparently the country of Finland is now represented by a naked man in a wooden sauna, a woman in a wooden sauna, along with a pair of Scandinavian-looking woolly socks. So there's also, there's no guarantee that your smartphone will get these. It depends on your service.
How smart it is. 59 past the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.